Do you have a fish story about an encounter with a shark? If so, researchers from the University of Massachusetts Amherst would like to hear it. A survey's been posted for people to share their experiences with sharks while fishing in saltwater anywhere in North America. The research is being headed by Grace Castleberry, a PhD student. She spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
We are reaching out to all saltwater anglers in North America. Whether you're a casual angler that gets out, you know, maybe once or twice a year on the weekends with friends to go fishing, or you're a charter fishing guide, we want to hear from you about your experiences out on the water interacting with sharks. So it doesn't matter what species you target. You can be targeting sharks or you can be targeting other fish, but we want to hear about how you've interacted with sharks on the water, and that can be a wide range from maybe you go out there 30 times a year and you've never seen a shark on the water, or maybe you're out 5 times a year and twice you've lost a fish to a shark. So we're really looking for a whole broad range of experience from a broad range of saltwater anglers.
So you're not necessarily interested in shark sightings, although you are interested in shark sightings, but you're interested in non-sightings as well.
Yes. Yeah, so if we only hear about the sightings, it's harder to be able to really quantify how often that's happening. So we want to hear from anglers that have seen sharks and that haven't seen sharks, so we have a better idea of how often this is really happening in a fishery. So it gives you a less biased result.
Now obviously this summer we've had a lot of sightings of great white sharks that have, on almost daily basis, closed beaches on Cape Cod. Now, are you looking for information from people who may be fishing from shore, or do they have to be out on the water, out in a boat?
You can be fishing from shore or on the water. It doesn't matter. It also doesn't matter what kind of fishing gear that you're using. So if you use traditional gear, spinning gear, or if you're fly fishing, we just want to hear about your saltwater fishing experiences. So you certainly can be fishing from shore or on a boat. Whatever you usually do is fine.
Yeah, based on you know, maybe some anecdotal evidence that you've heard, do you believe that there have been an increase in encounters between anglers and sharks?
So certainly anecdotally, it seems like this is happening more frequently. There hasn't been a whole lot of research, particularly from the recreational fishing side of things, to try to quantify shark angler interactions. So that's part of why I'm doing the research that I'm doing, to collect that data and try to understand how often this is happening. So we need a baseline before we can really go from there and determine if it is increasing or decreasing. But certainly there are more and more people recreationally fishing now than ever. I think that's safe to say. And there are also potentially more sharks in the water depending on where you're fishing. So off of the Cape, there are more white sharks off of the Cape right now than there have been in the past because of the recovering seal population and the recovering white shark population. So in that area in particular, certainly shark angler interactions are increasing.
But you're not looking for reports about sightings of great white sharks. You're interested in all species of sharks, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it isn't restricted by species in sort of any aspect of the survey. So it doesn't matter what species of shark you've interacted with. Certainly, depending on your region, you might not even be fishing in an area where there are great white sharks. It's not restricted to shark species, and it's not restricted to what species you fish for either.
And we're talking anywhere in North America, any saltwater body in North America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had much response so far?
Yes. So it went live on just this past Monday, so just over a week ago, and we've gotten a couple hundred responses at this point, which is great. We're hoping that we'll eventually have a couple of thousand responses since it is open to such a broad range of people, but we're just starting out with rolling out the survey and distributing. So we have a ways to go, but we've been really pleased with the responses that we've gotten so far. So we would love to keep getting the word out and keep hearing from saltwater anglers.
How did you get interested in sharks?
So I grew up going to Cape Cod in the summer and fishing with my mom and my grandpa, and I always really loved the ocean. But I never really thought about that as a career. So I went to the University of Connecticut, and I took some classes about ecology and fish, and I just really was like, oh, my gosh, this is a job that I could actually do. And then started reading some papers about tracking animals and became really interested in animal movement. And so I sort of just fell into sharks because they're a good large animal. They're big enough to handle the tracking technology that we can put on them. And so a lot of what I do for my dissertation is actually tagging and tracking different species of sharks.